This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Agents showed up at Denver's immigration court Thursday and detained a family who was there at a procedural check-in. The move signals a new immigration and customs enforcement strategy in Colorado that was already underway in other states. In Denver yesterday, immigration attorneys weren't sure where the mother, father, and small child were taken, but believed they were going to a family detention center out of state. Another case of measles in Colorado. This seventh case in the state is an adult from Arapahoe County. They'd recently traveled internationally on a Turkish Airlines flight, which arrived in Denver May 13th. Another passenger on that flight also contracted measles. Colorado has set aside $130 million to help shore up the state's safety net hospitals and clinics. Many of those facilities are seeing an increase in uninsured patients now that the pandemic-era Medicaid expansion has ended. A bipartisan group of lawmakers agreed to borrow the money to help hospitals from Colorado's unclaimed property fund. The state will have to pay it back over the next 20 years. Colorado's middle and high schoolers are doing better when it comes to mental health. The annual Kids Count report says between 2021 and 2023, more students reported they were better able to manage their stress than in previous years. Fewer had feelings of hopelessness. Maya Gould is with the Colorado Children's Campaign.
So these are really promising trends and really point to the fact that our efforts, especially post-pandemic, to really support our youth have been pretty successful.
Colorado's suicide rate for children ages 15 to 19 decreased from more than 18 to fewer than 15 deaths per 100,000 teens between 2016 and 2023. If you or someone you know is experiencing thoughts of suicide or self-harm, you can call the National Crisis Hotline at 988. A woman accused of stealing ballots in Mesa County last fall appears headed for a plea deal. Sally Maxedon was in court yesterday. Her attorney asked the judge to meet again in July for a plea hearing. Another woman involved in the scheme has already accepted a plea deal. This is CPR News.